This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, right here, hosting from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, the ATX. It's Wednesday, the 26th day of April 2017. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours with myself, Paul Watson, Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and many, many others. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Chobani yogurt lawsuit today, but I'm going to cover it a little bit in the next segment. But what you need to know is the media is lying as usual. They're saying there's no connections with Chobani and a refugee program or the UN refugee program, and that there's no connections to George Soros, and I'm just making that up. Even though in the very video that they mention but don't link to all of the news, I show the official news articles where the law firm that George Soros was the first client of and financed and still finances and uses is the one suing me. Or him meeting with Chobani to bring in more migrants and how Chobani owner works with the UN agency to bring people in. I mean, it is just crazy. But their argument in the lawsuit is, oh, the State Department. The State Department, they're the ones that vet these and bring them in. Exactly. And the State Department gets its orders in the UN refugee program from Peter Sutherland that runs that program that Chobani owner works with, along with George Soros, to open the borders. And then they certify people from seven countries as vetted when these countries have their own Islamic caliphates that issue their passports that basically come from the back of a cereal box. Now, I don't know if Hamid Ulukaya is a bad guy or not. I don't hate him personally. What I hate is the media and the Islamists and others oppressing people all over the world and always going after anybody like Trump that says the cops getting shot, a whole bunch of them last week in Paris, was Islamic. They screamed Allah Akbar. ISIS took credit. The media said it's crazy. It's like, oh, look at this mouse. It's white. This computer mouse is white. You're totally insane. It's not white. The American flag is red, white, and blue. No, it isn't. Racist. But I've been doing deep research into Chobani owner, Hamid Ulukaya, because, look, they're saying, I went after him because I want to hurt his yogurt company, or I went after him because, you know, I've got a score to settle with Muslims or whatever. My crew covered that. David Knight covered that. The headline was from Rob Dew. And the point is they did their research and were reporting on other reports. And it depends on how you look at it, but a lot of it is accurate. Did the yogurt place itself or the employees import rapists? No. Do you think Chobani did it on purpose? The owner? Probably not. Who wants the trouble? The point is this larger flow and the unvettedness that he's pushing here and in Europe is causing a big problem. And that's what I'm sick and tired of. And that's what I hate is the political correctness that won't admit all this is going on. Because the media twisted my words and said that, you know, I hate Chobani himself. No, I hate the bullying. And I'm doing some research. I'm weighing things here. But we can do clarifications, but really not retractions on the main issues, except for one thing. He is a Kurd. And I know the Kurds have been oppressed by Turkey big time. And the Kurds generally aren't starting fights with people around them. And the military folks tell me some of the best people in the Middle East who've been oppressed by the radical Islamists are Kurds. And his family from a dairy farm was oppressed by them. And I'm not against having refugees that are actually oppressed by radical Islam. I don't want to bring radical Islam in. So we have to weigh all this. I mean, maybe this guy just cares about, you know, Kurds or something and wants to bring them in. And he's pointed out the people reportedly that have pled guilty to sexual assault are North African and Iraqi. So I can get that point, so let's clarify that. So I may put out a larger clarification on the larger issues, but on the issue of the media last year saying there weren't rapes or sexual assaults and attacking everybody, and yours truly, they pled guilty now. So, again, it's the media that's been discredited here. The mainstream media is the main problem. But we will seek the truth, and we'll bring it to you. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Huge nuke drills when we come back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I am so honored, ladies and gentlemen, to be here with you today. I follow my intellect, but more importantly, I follow my gut. That, of course, is your spirit. And everything I do with the assurity of a sleepwalker ends up turning out to be the right move as long as I follow my gut, my North Star that's God. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean sometimes things will look like a train wreck. But look at InfoWars and look what we've done. Look what you've done. Look what we've all done together. Look what this crew's done. It has changed the world in such a massive way. Globalism, unelected corporate planetary government, is now collapsing, and the enemy's own internal documents, but also public statements, is in freefall, is in full retreat. They are then attempting to terrorize the nation states, flood them with Islamicists, flood them with brainwashed leftist activists, and just prosperity haters, and are attempting full destabilization and demonizing, attacking, destroying, or attempting to destroy anyone that is a focal point, anyone that is not a leader, but simply a common sense person trying to survive. I'm not a famous person. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a star. I hate Hollywood. I hate the elite. I hate all the garbage. I am someone resisting up against the enemy because I don't want to be a slave, because I have a spirit of liberty in me that God gave me. Now, that said, Stephen Colbert has attacked me 5 times in the last week and a half, starting his broadcast television show every night with it. I saw my son this morning over breakfast, and I said, if you see Stephen Colbert attacking me constantly, he says, my wife is bringing it up. And he said, Dad, nobody in my high school watches Stephen Colbert. Only old people do. And that's not just my son saying that. That's what all the young people say. It's a joke. But everybody 40 and above thinks that Stephen Colbert is trendy and cutting edge and cool. Old people watch that. So Stephen Colbert wearing a tinfoil hat, ladies and gentlemen, and then talking with my gravelly voice. I mean, I guess some of it's funny with brain fight. But at least now they're admitting on the X-Files and on Stephen Colbert and on Homeland and countless other shows that they're creating a straw man of Alex Jones. Now, Chris Carter said he liked me and did a fair character. But all the other ones, I mean, there's so many. There's at least 10 national characters where they now admit it's based on me. Now, notice earlier in the year, before Homeland came out, we had a leaker that gave us the scripts and said it's, you know, Hillary was supposed to win, but they're going ahead with the scripts that it's a woman that won, and they're just going to tweak it. But it's all about you and how you're a fraud and how you're fake and how you're a liar. And then I talked about it. The news said I was crazy. No show would be about me. Well, they've since come out and said, yes, it's all based on Alex Jones. You can just search engine. Homeland talks about, you know, Alex Jones and how it's based on Alex Jones and how they're proud of it. And notice, then you see the news saying I'm fake. And you see the comedy show saying I'm fake. Because they're the fake ones. We don't have an army of sock puppets and disinfo people posting articles here at the office. We have a ragtag crew. We are telling the truth at, or dying trying. And I don't want to start the broadcast about me. Paul Watson's coming up. But the reason we have to do this is if they can destroy my name and InfoWars' name, new people, when they see it, will be psychologically poisoned. The well will be poisoned to actually looking at what we're saying. Now, remember, these arrogant people think their audience is stupid. Like whenever Trevor Noah came out last week, he's attacked me a few times this week. And incidentally, I think he's funnier than Stephen Colbert in many ways. I mean, I disagree with all his BS, but I mean, the guy's talented. He's a good looking guy too. I'll give him that. He came out and he said, what did planes doing flying over with the spray in the corners? I think those Beverly Hillbillies. It's the Holy Gift in the cement pool. Have some possum pie. Okay, Granny, let's do it. When you can just search engine, I have a limited crew right now, but just anybody can search engine, CFR. We need geoengineering. And then the article from 6 years ago admits we're already geoengineering. We're already adding aluminum, salts, barium, and other things to the jet fuel through the patents, through the big three makers of jet fuel, that it then aerosolizes and creates nuclei, and the Earth is 21 to 30% darker, according to NASA. There it is, CFR, on the regulation of geoengineering. That's not the one I was talking about, but there it is. That's 2008. Yeah, there's another one from like 2012. But the point is, there's a global treaty on geoengineering and massive reengineering of the planet. And they say as long as it's not military, it's okay. The Secretary of Defense in 1997 gave a big speech. He said, we have weather weapons, other weather weapons. It's all over the news that Dubai's making the desert green and China's making it rain. Developments of International Framework for Geoengineering. There it is, CFR. So this whole thing's going on, just like there were death panels in Obamacare, just like it would double your prices, and just like it was written by insurance companies to screw you over. I would show you the bill, and they would just have Rachel Maddow go, he's deeply racist and doesn't like black people. Where's the proof of that? They don't care. So see, that's just one point. Of all the lies they put out, you're watching it, and the lies go like this. I can't remember who one teacher is of like 20 that my kids have. Then I don't know who my nannies are. Then I don't know their names by the time it gets to Colbert. And this is how they deceive. Or they say, hey, in the news, you sometimes put a lizard hat on. You really believe that you're a lizard. I say, of course not. I'm playing a part of being sarcastic satire. They go, oh, you're fake. Oh, we got you. We got you. And look, I know the audience knows this, but remember, you're awake. None of us are perfect. We're all constantly trying to become more awake. We all see through rose-colored darkly, as the Bible says. But we're seeking the truth. The public they're targeting literally believes this crap is real. When they say Donald Trump hates Mexicans but don't show a clip, people believe it. When they say, I love David Duke, that's all over the news. David Duke spends most of his time attacking me, and I don't know why, but it's like David Duke hates me for at least 10 years because I don't hate groups for what color they are. I hate ideas. I hate cultures. Like the communist Chinese or the Nazis. So then he says all this stuff about me. Yeah, he's not even compared to some of the others, the lies. I mean, he just kind of twists stuff. And I mean, I'm not out to get the Black Panthers that hate white people. I'm not out to get David Duke. I just am not their enemy, but I sure as hell don't agree with them. But they don't care. They'll level their fingers at me in the media and say, you love David Duke. I go, where's the proof? Shut up, David Duke lover. And look, I don't let that reverse psychology work on me to then drive me over to that side. But I'm just here trying to be real, ladies and gentlemen. And just understand, we hang together or we hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Coming back, I'm going to hit the big news. The poll's coming in. Feds prep for nuclear attack in New Jersey. U.S. Navy fires warning flare at Iran vessel in the Persian Gulf. We've got Saudi Arabia trying to get nukes. I've got my sources. Cernovich has got his. Mine's separate, but very close to his source. And I got to tell you, McMaster is pushing for war. He wants to give nukes to Saudi Arabia. They already got nukes. I was told by special ops folks, I'll just leave it at that, that Iran had nukes 16, 17 years ago, and that Saudi Arabia got them. And, of course, I was told that Pakistan had nukes 20 years ago by family, before it was admitted. I'll just leave it at that. I was never given any classified info. I was like, are we going into Iran during the Iraq war? And I told my family, we're not going into Iran. They got nukes and missiles and delivered it. I was like, whoa. So, you know, obviously the officers passing that on down are like, that's not happening. And of course, it later came out that I have some other sources as well. So that's why this is such a powder keg. North Korea is getting more advanced nukes and they're getting better missiles. And they're crazy. And that's why they've got to be dealt with. Iran acts like they're crazy, not so much, but they need to stop harassing our boats. I mean, Trump's right. You shoot at us again, we're going to blow your ass out of the water. I don't want a war, but we can't get pushed around here. So that's all coming up as well. Julian Assange says the CIA director is waging war on truth tellers like WikiLeaks. Let me just stop at this point. You know we're being sued by billionaire Federal Reserve Board of New York member hooked into the big international Turkish organizations. We're doing research on that. Who openly pushes the Peter Sutherland and George Soros open the borders. You know he's suing us. And even Time Magazine, the Associated Press, says he doesn't have a case. They just tend to keep hitting us. I told you a month ago from our sources that George Soros and the Clintons Foundation are going to get a bunch of front groups to sue us. I was told that by high-level sources. Cernovich, who does have the sources, I've confirmed who his main source is. Very high-level. Very high-level. And you've seen some of the family tweet. He deserves a Pulitzer Prize. I'll leave it at that. And so the point is that we were told, and the Justice Department is aware of this, that they got their own fights. We're kind of all out here alone, just fighting as hard as we can, that I am to be targeted and just sued till we're destroyed. Well, guess what? We've got listeners that are to support us. So we've got products everybody needs. If you haven't taken X2 or you haven't taken Brain Force or you haven't taken the bone broth formula, caveman is 53% off just as a loss leader, so you experience how great it is. They're incredible products, just like our info is incredible and world-changing, and it funds the operation. So whether it's fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste, or whether it is a Molon Labe t-shirt, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and buy stuff. Support us. We don't get George Soros or globalist money. In fact, we get attacked by it. People ask how real we are. Look at our info. It's hardcore. Look at our guests. Hardcore. Look at the fruits of our labor. Hardcore. We're changing the world together. You are. That's why the enemy hates us. You'll know a man by his enemies. We're not just not funded by Soros. He's after us. The whole system is. We need your financial support. Go to InfoWars Store today and buy products. InfoWarsStore.com, and you will defeat them. You will crush them.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
How you like me now? 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 Remember the sound. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watts is coming up in the next segment. In studio, joining us from London, England. Old London Town. Here's the bottom line. Most people seek affirmation from society, from culture, from the establishment. and they want to be conformist, and they want to be successful within the system. And that's great if you have a good system. But if you're an authoritarian EU or authoritarian North Korea or authoritarian Venezuela, where they're starving to death for 4 years running, eating their family pets, well, those were eaten a few years ago, conforming to a system that's broken the social contract is called cultural suicide. And I'm not going to commit suicide culturally or physically or spiritually. I was a history buff growing up. People ask why I'm so radical. I'm not radical. History is radical. Truth is radical. Truth is stranger than fiction. Always is. Always has been. And I had studied history, and I'd studied recent history, and I started reading then handbooks written by the globalists by the time I was 12 years old. And articles and publications of the John Birch Society, and none dare call it conspiracy, that I was reading what they said the elite were doing, and then I'd go read what the elite were saying at the library by the time I was 16, at law libraries, actually read Club of Rome stuff, and it was word for word what JBS was saying. JBS is the most truthful, I'm not even a member, organization I've ever heard of. And it was founded by U.S. intelligence operatives who knew we were putting communist Chinese in charge in 1949. That's when our own splinter groups in our government went, we're not putting up with this. And those splinter groups have been in the government ever since trying to fight this. That's why Julian Assange has come out and said the CIA director is waging war on truth tellers like WikiLeaks, the Washington Post. Trump is so wrong on this. When the whistleblowers and our own intelligence agencies got the intel out on Hillary's criminal activity, you said, if you've got the info, release it. Trump said that. Got to play that clip in the next segment. He said, if the Russians had it, they should release it, because it's Hillary committing the crimes. So how can Trump now do this? This, for me, is the biggest black eye to Trump. And I know he delegates. And I know if he, you know, goes after the Russians on the surface and goes after WikiLeaks on the surface, that gets him off his back in Congress. But it's all made up anyways, so he shouldn't do that for public consumption. It's wrong. We always hear Trump so loyal. Well, if people did things that were legal and lawful, exposing criminal activity and the government, and it got you elected, how in the hell, excuse me, how on earth can you do that, President Trump? I'm glad you're controlling our border. I'm glad you're getting our taxes cut. I'm glad you're trying to repeal Obamacare. I'm glad you're trying to stop the Islamists pouring in. I love 85% of what you're doing. But I don't want to give nukes to North Korea like the Clintons did, and I don't want to give them to Saudi Arabia like McMaster's is pushing for. That's up on InfoWars.com. So it's absolutely certain that if Trump does this, it's wrong. And it opens the door for them to be able to say, well, you got this information. You claim it's criminal, so you're a criminal. So the election's illegitimate. It's horse manure. We need more leaks exposing criminal activity, not less. I understand Trump doesn't like leaks inside his National Security Council on constitutional stuff. But that's not what this was. This was her private illegal servers and crimes she was committing. I'm going to have to come back to the next segment and take some of Paul's time. I'm sure he'll be fine to get into this whole nuke drill, because that ties into all this. But I've got a major warning for Trump when we return on the other side of this break, one of the most important I've ever issued. And it ties into all of this straight ahead. You heard me plug at the end of the last segment. I'm going to plug again here, because we had a lot of capital come in last week, helped fund things, had a big specials end, and now there's not enough capital coming in day by day if you look at it to fund the operation. And some weeks we're in the red, some weeks we're in the black. We'd have a lot of black weeks to be able to deal with the globalist Islamicist lawsuits, the George Soros law firm Islamicist lawsuit that the media is playing dumb on, that the Federal Reserve board members suing me on the secret New York Fed. I mean, you'll know a man by his enemies. My enemies are your enemies. They hate you because this is a conduit, a focal point, and we're rising, and they hate it. And if they can politically assassinate me, you know what's coming next, the physical. So we need your prayers. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, a lot of big specials running right now. Go take advantage of them and help fund this operation, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Commit. Sign up for auto ship on great things like our multivitamin fruit punch drink. It's got all the minerals and stuff. It's so good. and get 10% off additional when you sign up for auto ships. You just support us every month. We need that committed, continual support because we're in the eye of the storm, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I want to encourage all of you, remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom, and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on. For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell. All right, Paul Watson is going to be in studio here in just a few minutes. I want to hit a final big story here. I'll be back later in the next hour popping in as well. Stefan Molyneux is coming up. Mike Cernovich is coming up. Roger Stone's coming up today. Paul Joseph Watson here in studio, obviously. Okay, so we reported on this a few days ago. Now it's big news. Mainstream media is covering our fake news, of course. No, we just lead because we're cutting edge. That's why they hate us, because they don't control the narrative now. Feds prep for nuclear attack in New Jersey. Federal authorities are running nuclear response drills at MetLife Stadium in northern New Jersey. Homeland Security, FEMA, are conducting Operation Gotham Shield. The purpose is to practice how to access and evacuate victims during a potential nuclear attack in New York City area. The drills simulate a scenario in which a 10,000-ton improvised nuclear device goes off on the nuclear New Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel. All right, so let's stop right there. This is a COG drill. continuity of government drill. I've been telling you since Trump got elected November 8th that the noises they were making about we need a civil emergency, the election wasn't real, overturn it, we need a crisis. That's the dumbed-down folks at CNN, MSNBC, just getting the word to their teleprompter loads from the globalists. Start talking about emergencies, civil emergencies, new elections, homeland security, taking over elections. That's continuity of government, which copies the Nazi continuity of government program called Project or Operation Valkyrie. Their false flag ops were called Operation Himmler. So the Germans did have one of the most sophisticated governmental systems at the end of World War II. That's why it was adopted by the CIA, NASA, our entire system, basically. Not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. They just took it over. That's well known. 36,000 high-level Nazis brought over, more than 100,000 technicians. Yeah, the Nazi refugee program. So you have this system. The Germans tried to use Valkyrie against Hitler, using COG to overthrow him. Now, the idea is they're saying Trump's Hitler. That's what the Democrats are going around months after I told you they would, to Congress and to the Pentagon, saying he needs to be overthrown. We need a military coup. And the way to do it is to claim it's legitimate under COG, have the Democrats declare the whole election null and void, and then come out and say that all the Republicans that got elected, basically, they have to step down, they have to go away, and a new election is going to happen. And under Obama's last executive order, Homeland Security will be in charge of the election. All that's now happened. They've set that all up. They've prepared it. They've done it. Because that's how I would do it if I was them, historically. So all of that's been unfolding. Now, I've been saying, look for massive nuke drills. Now, this is probably happening on the surface, but North Korea threatening to nuke. In fact, no doubt part of it is because of that. And the situation with Syria and Russia. But this is the biggest nuke drills ever. D.C., New York, New Jersey, it's happening everywhere. And they'll have the doomsday planes in the sky. They'll have the president moving around. This is a big drill. One of the biggest, if not biggest ever. Trump needs to know, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but with everything else going on, and the missile defense being put in South Korea and all the rest of it, and North Korea threatening to nuke our carriers, and just the huge escalations. With all of this unfolding, they can use COG, because COG and the alternate government kicks in right as these drills kick in, and Congress and the leaders of Congress are then moved out to, quote, safe zones, like Site R in Maryland. Very easy to decapitate them during this drill. Because you don't want to decapitate Congress with a nuke going off or something for real, or a mass bombing or shooting, the leadership being killed, like America with a K, unless you've already got the COG in place, because your enemies might strike you during that command and control confusion, and the globalists are obsessed with being control freaks and having everything under their control. I'm not saying this is going to happen in the next few days as these drills are ongoing. This isn't the only one. I'm telling you that this is the time they do it, or they might bootleg it and test it during this one and see if other agencies are aware of what's happening. Because if the shadow group trying to use the COG, which they are, to take over, starts getting caught in the process or wants to abort, they can do it claiming it's just a drill. And this follows past operations. So President Trump needs to understand during a COG drill like this, he's at the greatest danger of a military coup with the globalists at the highest levels, or a globalist coup through FEMA and other agencies, and needs to be watching this very, very carefully. Again, they were having national security COG drills when they tried to kill Hitler during Operation Valkyrie. They've had overthrows in Russia during drills. Because you see all the trucks and tanks and things and helicopters moving around, and so you think, oh, that's just part of the drill, and it's not. There was a drill going on by the U.S. military in Panama, of course, in 1989. That was the drill. So we need to be absolutely vigilant during this entire period. Now, separately, I'm going to hand the baton to Paul Watson right now. We have Hamid Ulukaya, who was born as a Kurdish minority. He says persecuted group. I believe that. The Kurds have been persecuted from the military I've talked to. They seem to be a nicer, you know, more non-radical group of Muslims. I mean, a lot of Muslims are nice people. I don't want to sit there and say I hate this guy, because I don't personally hate him. now suing me, not for $10,000. That's just how you have to file in Idaho. And then it's got the punitive damages. It could be millions. For reporting on mainstream news articles confirming the charging of these teens for sexual assault. Remember the media for a year said it wasn't true. It was all a lie. We were liars. Everybody else, we were just following it, but we got called the creators of it and fake news. So now the headline everywhere is, I'm fake news. This is all fake. Because they're saying technically Chobani Yogurt didn't bring him in. The State Department did. Well, he's the owner. He is on the he lobbies the UN, and it's in the news. It's part of the Clinton Global Initiative and meets with George Soros saying, I'm looking forward in the next few years, this is 2 years ago, to working with George Soros to bring in more refugees. Then they say, well, we didn't bring in unvetted. The State Department did. The point is you're promoting refugees that are in the town. You're the main employer in the town. There's thousands of refugees in the town. The colonization has been going up for 20 years. I'm not sitting there questioning that. I'm not saying you want rapists here. So we, 3 weeks ago, when their lawyers called us and sent letters, I saw the headlines, and that's a little strong to say they're caught importing rapist migrants. No, it's just that the company and owner who've been pushing migrants coming to the country who've now pled guilty. That's really the headline. So we changed it. They sued us and say we didn't change it. So that's a deception in the media. And what it is, in my view, is a publicity stunt. I'm all over the news. I'm everywhere. They want to brand us as fake news. You come out. Chobani Yogurt has gotten, you know, some heat for saying they hire refugees. So has and saying they want more. So has Starbucks. They lost like 20% revenue in the last few months. That's your fault. Hamid Ulukaya. You get government lunch programs. You've got an exclusive nationwide on that. You get government contracts. You're on the Federal Reserve Board. We're investigating your Gulen connections. David Knight's usually not a very aggressive guy, but he says we should go on the offense. And I agree. We're going to send investigative journalists there. We're going to get totally involved. We're going to interview local doctors. They're suing me saying refugees have an increased TB, even though it's all over the news. He pushes bringing in refugees. TB explodes all over the country. They're suing me saying Chobani Yogurt brought in. No, I said, you, the owner of it, have pushed it, and they're not vetting people for TB. That's all over the news. And what I hate is the arrogance and the bullying of mainstream media and radical Islam that thinks that they can say we're all crazy, that no Muslims are raping anybody, when there's an epidemic all over the world. I don't know this Chobani owner. I did a poll. Two of my kids don't like it. One of my children love it. A lot of people I say, talk to, they love it. I think it's too dry a yogurt. I don't like Greek-style yogurt. But they shoot me saying, I'm out to get his company. Bro, I didn't even know or pay attention to the fact that you were a Muslim. I just kept hearing about the Islamists supposedly raping out in this town and how it was getting covered up. And the media tried to cover it up, but now they pled guilty. So the claim that I want to hurt your yogurt company, I hope you're a good Kurdish immigrant. I hope you want to fight radical Islam, because I know the Kurds, along with the Alawites, are some of the only groups that don't want radical Islam taken over that are Muslim. So I hope you're a good guy. But man, you're with George Soros, his law firm that he founded, is suing me. You're working with him in the UN, and then you're saying none of that's true. I've talked to four top lawyers, including lawyers in Idaho, and they say, and look, my lawyers will tell me when I got problems, they say, man, well, this guy's really miscalculated. So, and I'm not saying that to act tough. Even Time Magazine says you don't have a case. But he's got $1 billion, so I guess he wants to put me through it. Well, here's the deal. I'll get attorney's fees. It's just the time and what it'll take. Let's scroll down. It shows him with his wife or girlfriend, beautiful, a Muslim-looking lady or Kurds-looking lady. Let's click on it. You know, he lets his wife or girlfriend, whoever it is, out without a hood over her head. A lot of Kurds, women have more freedom in Kurdistan. Let's show that photo. Just scroll down. It's right there. It's in that article. I saw it online. It's the top. Well, anyways, I just searched it this morning. Chobani Alex Jones. And if you just click it, it was in all the stories I saw on my phone, at least. And then there he is with his beautiful wife or girlfriend enjoying freedom in America. Great, bro. That's what I want to see. She gets to wear a pretty black dress. She gets to go out. She gets to have freedom. And if you're like that, that's great. Come out and clarify. Because I've clarified. And I retracted the headline that I said, yeah, that's a little extreme. But we didn't do that on purpose. We were covering the other headlines with other news. And you know that. So, you want some publicity? I'm still going to cover whatever's going on with you, but if you want to go the whole nine yards with me, just look what I've done in court in other cases. We don't back down. Infowars.com/show. Our listeners don't back down. Spread the links. Stand up against the globalists. Support us. Buy the products. Pray for us. We're all on the same team. I want to thank the listeners worldwide. Now, let's go to Paul Joseph Watson in studio.
We are live. It's Wednesday, April 26th on the Alex Jones Show. Again, another huge show lined up. Stefan Molyneux is coming up in the next hour to talk about North Korea, the French election, the fallout from that. Obviously, the polls show that the establishment candidate Macron, as we've been discussing, is way ahead. What can Marine Le Pen do, if anything, to pull that back over the next 10 days or so? James Wesley Rawls is going to be on in the third hour to talk about all these mass terror attack drills that are going on in New York, Washington, D.C., and other cities as it relates to North Korea. We also have Mike Cernovich coming on in the third hour to talk about his big story about Saudi Arabia obtaining arms. Basically, a McMaster neocon coup could be happening. We're going to drill into that with Mike Cernovich. First, though, we're going to go to this clip, and then I'm going to talk about it, which is Ivanka Trump. And this is why many people remain concerned about President Donald Trump being surrounded by globalists, being surrounded by people with interests and agendas that the American people did not vote for, one of whom could very well be Ivanka Trump. Today, she says, and this is a Daily Caller headline, Ivanka Trump resettling Syrian refugees in U.S. should be part of the discussion. Let's go to the clip.
In Germany, her father's far from popular. The president's controversial travel ban, a stark contrast to Germany opening its doors to Syrian refugees. Ivanka Trump now going further than her father on whether those refugees should be let into the U.S.
I think there is a global humanitarian crisis that's happening, and we have to come together, and we have to solve it. And you know, refugees.
Does that include opening the borders to Syrian refugees in the U.S.?
That has to be part of the discussion, but that's not going to be enough in and of itself.
There's Ivanka Trump basically reversing Donald Trump's policy before the election, saying that the U.S. should open its borders for Syrian refugees. That's very misinformed at best. Of course, you know, we've covered the stories over and over again. In fact, just a few days ago, we had a story out of Italy, which found that only 2.65% of the people coming into Europe through Italy were actually refugees, okay? The vast majority of these people are not Syrian. They're not even refugees. They're economic migrants. So to call for them to just be allowed into the United States, again, shows a very limited, very misinformed, very naive perspective. There you see Breitbart reporting only 2.65% of the refugees, the migrants coming in, actually got refugee status. And as you can see, not many women and children, are there? Not many Syrians. Okay, newsflash, Syrian people aren't black. Those people are coming from West Africa. They're not Syrian refugees. They're picking them up. I've talked about it over and over. We have NGOs working with the European Union, picking them up 11 miles off the coast of Libya. They work directly with criminal people, smugglers, who call them up on the phone an hour before and say, we've got a new boatload of migrants to dump into Italy. They're not refugees. They're not Syrian. That is the huge bulk of the, quote, refugees coming into Europe. Now Ivanka Trump is out on the Today Show saying that the U.S. needs to open its borders. People are rightly concerned about this. Is she an outright globalist, or is she just naive, misinformed, a bleeding heart liberal? Well, she's been hanging out with Christine Lagarde, formerly of the IMF, and of course Angela Merkel, German Chancellor, who oversaw the importation of what is probably now up to 2 million migrants. And look at the problems that have taken place in Germany. We have sexual assaults on a regular basis. We had the Berlin truck attack just a few months ago. This is not what the American people voted for. And again, the policy of bombing the people in Syria who are fighting ISIS, which is what happened, what, about 3-4 weeks ago, again, behind the scenes, supported by Ivanka Trump, that is not going to help the situation. If you actually look at the polls, and we've highlighted them before, 21% of Syrians support ISIS. It was an independent poll. They asked people in all these different Middle Eastern countries, 21% of Syrians support ISIS. So, yes, you are going to get genuine refugees, genuine families fleeing from war, fleeing from ISIS persecution. But you're also going to get terrorists. And you've seen the pictures. You've seen the problems that have unfolded in Europe. It's not as simple as just opening the borders like Ivanka Trump says. What happened to extreme vetting? The travel ban got shot down. There you see the article, study, 21% of Syrians support ISIS. If you scroll down, there's a poll there which you can zoom into. Support for ISIS in Muslim countries. 21% Syria. Now, those are the people who admit it. It's probably even more than that. And so if you want to just have Syrian refugees coming in, well, of course, you need extreme vetting. But again, the American people didn't vote for that. You have Turkey on record. You have George Soros on record saying that they are using migrants as a weapon. Erdogan in Turkey has said it over and over and over again. So this is not the solution to the problem. The solution is to stop bombing the people who are fighting ISIS in Syria and to create safe zones within Syria. What is Ivanka Trump saying when she's calling for the US to just swing its borders wide open? That's not what Americans voted for. We'll be back live on The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news coming up, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show. We have Stefan Molyneux coming up in the next hour to talk about Ivanka Trump saying the U.S. should basically open its borders to Syrian refugees, or at least that should be part of the discussion, wasn't part of the discussion during the campaign. It was obviously something that Donald Trump ran against after he was misinformed on it. Remember, there was that clip a few months before the election campaign really picked up when he said, yeah, we should just let the refugees in. He was red-pilled on it. It appears as though Ivanka Trump has gone back on that, or maybe she believed it all along. And with the other worrying signs coming out of the Trump administration, which we're going to cover with Stefan Molyneux, people are concerned, and it's the elephant in the living room, so we're going to cover it. Doesn't mean we're supporting Hillary Clinton, doesn't mean we're not delighted that she's not the president, but we're going to talk about it because it's out there. Many people are concerned about this. Before I get back into that news, though, I want to tell you about DNA Force because it's back in stock. We have a limited supply available at InfoWarsStore.com. You've seen the attacks on InfoWars intensify over the past few weeks. Now we have DNA Force back in stock again, a way for you to support us as we battle on a daily basis against these people. Our highly advanced DNA Force formula has been sold out for months, but it's now back in a limited shipment. It's about to arrive. It's about to come through the door. Sign up for the waiting list. It's so hot, you're going to have to get on the waiting list. We can't just release it all in one go. At InfoWarsStore.com and be the first to know when DNA Force is back so you can get it before it sells out once again. It contains the powerful lineup of patented ingredients like the coenzyme Q10, systematic enzymes, BioPQQ, and many others. 4.8 out of 5 stars, that's the average on InfoWarsStore.com out of all the reviews, power reviews. And we don't just put up the good reviews, we leave them all up. So go and look at the average, 4.8 out of 5, that is absolutely massive. People are really delighted with this product, what it's done for them, and it's going to be available, but only for a limited time. It is DNA Force. You see, it says out of stock. We're just about to get some more in. Click, join the mailing list, and you will be notified first before anyone else. You will be able to get this product while it lasts. We have a featured review of the day, speaking of those reviews, this time about Survival Shield X2, the nascent iodine. And it's from New York. I take Survival Shield X2 on a daily basis as part of my supplemental support system. 3 drops a day, and the bottle feels like it lasts forever, which is another good feature of it. It's incredibly concentrated. I had a very mild detox when I began, but quickly settled in. Great product, Alex, and InfoWars. And that's what a lot of people are saying. You get that detox to start off with, but then the benefits really start to take effect. That is Survival Shield X2. We also have the Mammoth 53% off Caveman True Paleo formula for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. That is the bone broth, the primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. The original Caveman Paleo formula, 53% off. That is absolutely huge. That's not going to stick around for long, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also select the auto ship option, so you don't have that hassle of, you know, having to go back to the website once a month, having to remember to get it. You can select 14 days, 30 days, different days on which it's delivered on a regular basis, so you don't have to deal with that hassle, and you get the Caveman True Paleo formula. That's going to wrap it up for this segment. I'm going to come back and cover some more news. Wolfowitz, you remember him? Well, now he's happy with Trump. We've had Lindsey Graham saying that he's delighted with Trump. He's the happiest dude in America. Well, now, neocon warhawk Paul Wolfowitz is making similar noises. How concerned should we be? We're going to talk about it after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show live, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like.